If the U.S. goes to war with Iraq, not everyone near the front lines will be wearing a uniform. Civilian contractors have become far more important to the military since the end of the Cold War. During that time, the armed forces have shrunk by more than a third. With contractors picking up much of the slack, civilians can find themselves dangerously close to battle. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Michael Pouliot was not a soldier. He was a software engineer. But 2 weeks ago, Pouliot became a casualty of the U.S. military buildup in Kuwait. Pouliot was ambushed and killed in Kuwait City, where he was helping the Army install software used in tracking military maneuvers. The software was developed by the company Pouliot co-founded, Tapestry Solutions. Tapestry President Galen Oswegon is Pouliot's old college roommate.
It's obviously hard times for us, and putting the emotional issues to bed is a number one priority. But in the same sense, we're still pushing forward. The staff here has been just fantastic in terms of knowing that if for some reason we'd fail, they'd have to report to Mike. You know, this is Mike's legacy that we're carrying on here.
8,000 miles from Kuwait, in Tapestry's San Diego office, the reception area is filled with sympathy cards. A notebook on the counter displays email condolences, many sent by other military contractors who are also working in harm's way.
We've actually had some cards from companies that we've never heard of that have said, we're in the same position. We have people there too, and we've struck a real chord with them. I think everybody is evaluating very closely, you know, should they be there? Is there something else we can do? It's just a time of questioning.
Contractors have been associated with the U.S. military since General Washington's day, when Revolutionary Teamsters hauled supplies for the Continental Army. But in the last dozen years, the military has come to rely much more heavily on this civilian support, not just big hardware companies like Boeing or Northrop Grumman, but tiny software firms like Tapestry as well. Peter Singer, who studies the defense industry at the Brookings Institution, estimates there's now one contractor for every 10 service members, five times the ratio during the Gulf War. And as the military borrows technology from the private sector, Singer says, it expects contractors to support that technology from the factory to the foxhole.
What this is at the bottom line is the movement of the production of the goods of warfare, the building of weapons, to now the service side of warfare, the carrying out of activities. This has brought private contractor personnel into the war zone.
Civilian contractors now fly helicopters, fix surveillance planes, and on occasion even guard U.S. troops. The military does provide some training to its contractors, and since the ambush that killed Pouliot, it's offered additional protection to workers in Kuwait. Washington attorney Bruce Shirk, who advises contractors, says both the military and the companies need to think carefully about what they're doing.
The news stories about this, by the way, seem to suggest that the military just sort of brings these people over and that doesn't pay any attention to this issue, and that's not the case. They pay a lot of attention to this.
In fact, some military insiders have long warned that an over-reliance on contractors in essential functions could put not only those contractors at risk, but the military mission as well. Singer says that's a legitimate concern.
Let's say a Scud missile makes it through. Let's say chemical or biological weapons are used. These are very, you know, possible incidents. The employees of these companies could say, this isn't what I signed up for. I'm out of here. And there's nothing that the military can do to make them stay in that war zone.
On the other hand, many contractors have shown great loyalty. Tapestry Solutions, for example, continues to work in Kuwait despite the death of its co-founder and the wounding of another employee. Tapestry's Galen Oswegon says far from giving up its mission, the company is now more motivated than ever.
The traditional view that an army goes into combat, it fights your wars, and then everybody goes home when it's over, that really doesn't apply anymore. The ante has been upped ever since 9/11. The world has to respond in a different way, and as a company, we're more than willing to do that with the country.
In an era of wars without clear boundaries, the line between civilian and soldier appears to be blurring as well. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.